Welcome to Scrubs and Giggles Medical Student Edition. I'm Javier, your enthusiastic guide through the wild world of med school. Today, we're diving into a topic that's all too familiar for us future docs, patient non-compliance. You know, when a patient completely ignores everything you said, it's like, did I just speak in Klingon?
Right on. It's frustrating, isn't it? I mean, we spend all this time studying and preparing, only for someone to nod along and then do the exact opposite of what we recommend. It's like trying to teach a cat to fetch.
Oh, I can totally relate. I had a patient once who was adamant about not taking their medication because they thought it would turn them into a superhero. I mean, who wouldn't want that? But spoiler alert, it didn't work out that way.
I swear this actually happened. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We'll share some hilarious and eye-opening stories today, so buckle up. And hey, we want to hear from you too. If you've got a wild patient story, send it our way.
Absolutely. Let's make this a two-way street. We'll share our experiences and you can share yours. It's all about learning from each other, right?
Exactly. So let's get started and explore why patients sometimes just don't follow our advice. It's more common than you think.
All right, let's dive into the nitty-gritty of patient non-compliance. It's a real head-scratcher, isn't it? You've got all this medical knowledge and then a patient just decides to toss it out the window. What gives?
Fair point. There are so many reasons behind it. Sometimes it's psychological. Fear or anxiety can really mess with a person's ability to follow through. It's like trying to convince someone to jump into a pool when they're terrified of water.
Exactly. And then there are cultural beliefs. I once had a patient who refused a treatment because it clashed with their family's traditions. It's important to respect those beliefs, but it can be so challenging to find common ground.
Totally. And don't even get me started on misinformation. With all the wild stuff floating around on the internet, it's no wonder patients are confused. I mean, I once heard someone say that drinking pickle juice cures everything.
Right on. It's like, sure. But what about your actual medication? Understanding these barriers is key to improving patient outcomes. If we can figure out why someone isn't following our advice, we can tailor our approach.
This might sound dumb, but I think it really comes down to empathy. When we take the time to listen and understand where our patients are coming from, it builds trust. And trust is everything in healthcare.
Spot on. So the next time you're feeling frustrated with a patient, remember, there's often a deeper reason behind their actions. Let's keep that in mind as we share our stories today. So let me tell you about a patient I had who was, well, let's just say a little too creative with their health choices. I walked into the room and there was this guy, let's call him Bob, who was proudly showing off his new health regime. He had a whole stack of supplements, like I swear it looked like a mini pharmacy.
No kidding, what was he taking? I can only imagine. Was it anything remotely useful?
Oh, you won't believe it. He was convinced that taking a mix of fish oil, garlic capsules, and some random herbal tea was going to cure his high cholesterol. I mean, I admire the enthusiasm, but come on. I told him he still needed to follow a proper diet, and he just nodded like he understood.
Did he really think that was all he needed? I can't even. It's like trying to fix a car with just duct tape.
Exactly. I tried explaining the importance of medication and lifestyle changes, but he just kept saying, I'm fine. I feel great. I swear, it's like he was living in a different universe.
That's a classic case of selective hearing. It's wild how people can convince themselves that they're doing everything right, even when the evidence says otherwise.
This might sound dumb, but I think it's a mix of hope and denial. People want quick fixes, and when they find something that sounds good, they cling to it. It's so important for us to help them see the bigger picture.
Spot on. It's a reminder that we need to meet patients where they are, even if it means navigating through a mountain of supplements. Sometimes, it's about building that trust and understanding their perspective before we can guide them.
Right on. So, what happened next? Did Bob ever come around to the idea of actual medical advice?
So, let's talk about the role of communication in patient care. It's like the secret sauce, right? If we can't communicate effectively, we might as well be speaking a different language. I mean, how many times have we seen patients nodding along, but you can tell they're not really getting it?
Fair point. It's crucial to break things down in a way that makes sense to them. Active listening is a game changer. When we really listen, we can pick up on their concerns and fears. It's not just about talking at them, it's about engaging with them.
This might sound dumb, but I think using simple language is key. I once tried explaining a complicated procedure to a patient using all the medical jargon I could muster. By the end, I think I confused both of us.
I swear this actually happened. I had a similar experience. I was explaining a treatment plan and threw in terms like anticoagulant and thrombus, and the patient just stared at me like I was speaking Martian.
No kidding. It's easy to forget that not everyone speaks doctor. Tailoring our messages to fit the patient's level of understanding can make all the difference. It's about building that bridge of trust.
Right on. Plus, empathy plays a huge role. When patients feel understood, they're more likely to follow through with our recommendations. It's like saying, hey, I get it, this is tough, but I'm here to help you through it.
Spot on. So let's keep that in mind as we move forward. Effective communication isn't just about exchanging information, it's about connecting with our patients on a human level. That's how we can really make an impact.
All right, let's dive into another story that really highlights the importance of communication. So I had this patient, let's call her Sarah. She came in for a follow-up after starting a new medication. I was excited to see how she was doing, but when I asked about her experience, she looked completely bewildered.
Oh no, what happened? Did she not understand the instructions?
Exactly. I had explained the dosage and potential side effects, but she hadn't taken any of it in. Turns out she was worried about the side effects she'd read online and didn't feel comfortable asking questions. It was like a communication breakdown.
I swear this actually happened. It's wild how fear can cloud judgment. I mean, if she'd just asked, we could have cleared everything up right then and there.
That's it. It's so important for us to create an environment where patients feel safe to voice their concerns. I think sometimes we forget that they might not feel empowered to speak up.
Right on. After some gentle probing, I encouraged her to share her worries. Once she did, we were able to address her fears about the medication. It was a huge relief for both of us.
Spot on. It's a reminder that we need to foster open dialogue. Patients should feel comfortable discussing their fears and doubts. That's how we build trust and ensure they follow through with their care plans.
This might sound dumb, but I think it's also about body language. If we're open and approachable, it encourages them to engage. It's all part of the communication puzzle.
So let's get into some strategies for improvement when it comes to patient compliance. First off, motivational interviewing. Have you guys heard of it? It's a technique that helps patients explore and resolve their ambivalence about following medical advice. It's all about empowering them to take charge of their health.
Fair point. It's fascinating how simply asking the right questions can lead to breakthroughs. Instead of telling them what to do, we guide them to find their own reasons for change. It's like giving them the keys to their own health journey.
This might sound dumb, but I think follow-up techniques are super important too. I had a patient who completely forgot about their appointment because they didn't get a reminder. A simple text or call could have made all the difference.
I swear this actually happened. I've seen it time and time again. Just a little nudge can keep patients engaged and remind them that their health matters. Plus, it shows we care.
Right on. And let's not forget about technology. There are so many apps and tools out there that can help patients track their medications and appointments. It's like having a personal assistant for their health.
Exactly. I think using visuals can help too. Sometimes showing a patient a chart or a diagram can make things clearer than just words. It's all about finding what works for each individual.
Spot on. So whether it's through motivational interviewing, follow-ups, or leveraging technology, we've got to keep experimenting with different strategies. Every patient is unique, and finding the right approach can lead to better outcomes. All right, folks, it's time for our rapid-fire listener stories. We've got some hilarious and eye-opening anecdotes from our listeners about their experiences with patient non-compliance. Let's dive right in.
First up, we have a story from Sarah, who said her patient thought that taking their medication with soda was a good idea. I mean, who doesn't love a fizzy drink with their pills?
Oh no, did they think it was a cocktail? I can just imagine the patient saying, "Cheers to good health." But seriously, that's a classic case of misunderstanding how medications work.
I swear this actually happened. It's wild how common these mix-ups are. It's a reminder to always clarify how to take medications properly.
Next, we have Mark, who shared that a patient insisted on using a home remedy instead of prescribed antibiotics. Apparently, they were convinced that garlic could cure everything.
Did he try to ward off vampires too? That's both funny and concerning. It just goes to show how important it is to educate patients about the limitations of home remedies.
Spot on. And finally, we have a story from Emma, who had a patient who missed their follow-up appointment because they thought it was on a different day. They even showed up with a cake to celebrate.
That's it. I'm dropping out. Just kidding. But seriously, it's a great reminder that clear communication about appointments is crucial.
Right on. These stories are hilarious, but also highlight the need for better patient education and follow-up. Let's keep the laughs coming, but also learn from these experiences.
So as we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned about patient noncompliance. It's a complex issue, right? We've shared some wild stories, but at the heart of it all, it's about understanding our patients better.
Fair point. We've talked about the importance of communication, empathy, and using effective strategies to improve patient engagement. It's not just about telling them what to do. It's about partnering with them on their health journey.
This might sound dumb, but I think the key takeaway is that every patient is unique. What works for one might not work for another. We need to be adaptable and creative in our approaches.
Right on. And remember, folks, it's okay to laugh about these situations. Humor can be a great tool to ease tension and build rapport with patients.
No kidding. If we can find the funny side of things, it can help us connect with our patients on a more personal level.
Exactly. So as we close, we encourage our listeners to share their own stories with us. What have you experienced in your journey with patient care? We want to hear it.
And don't forget to tune in next time for more laughs and insights from the world of med school. Until then, keep smiling and remember, if med school doesn't break you, the stories will.